Good morning. Come on, Marcus, can you sit up on the steps, please? Can you sit on the steps? Okay, that's all right. Hey, guys. Has anybody ever seen one of these before? A binky? What else might you call it? A passy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did anybody ever use one of these? Do you know?
When
you were a baby, you did. Mason, you did. And does your brother use one sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, does he still use it sometimes? Yeah. Marcus used to use one of these, and my nephews still use them a lot. What do they use these for?
To keep your baby quiet.
yeah, that's one use. Yeah, to keep them quiet. Do babies like these or not?
Kind of.
It depends on the baby. But a lot of babies like them. And it sort of helps them be quiet because they're not upset, right? Why do babies cry? Because maybe they're scared or they don't feel good or they're uncomfortable or they're anxious. Sometimes they just cry for no reason. Yeah. But a lot of times they cry because they might be afraid or they might be angry and they don't know what to do, so they just cry. But these don't just stop up their mouths. Sometimes they make them feel better, right? Does this make your brother feel better sometimes? Yeah, sometimes they get babies get really upset if they don't have these. But when they have these, they can put them in, they suck on them. It's familiar, it's comfortable, and it makes them know that they're safe and that they're where they're supposed to be, and then they can go to sleep, right? That's what these are for. In our psalm today, we hear about how God's love, makes us safe and secure, and we can lie down and sleep in peace. Okay? Do you guys ever have trouble going to sleep?
Yes, because I have a bedtime story.
We have to have a routine sometimes to help us go to sleep.
I watched a show called Haunting Hour.
Sometimes scary things make us have a hard time.
And I watched it on Thanksgiving, I'm still scared.
You're still scared sometimes, yeah. Well, for babies, a pacifier is something that tells them that everything is okay and that they're safe and secure and they can go to sleep in peace. For us, the thing that helps us go to sleep sometimes in peace is knowing that God loves and cares for us and that nothing can change that, okay? You guys up here have all been baptized before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were baptized, somebody drew a cross on your forehead with a little bit of oil maybe, or maybe with just their finger. Did you know that?
No.
That cross of your baptism is always with you on your forehead, even if you can't see it. So one thing for us that helps us lie down and go to sleep in peace, if you're worried or anxious, you could go like this. Do this with me. Take your finger and make a cross on your forehead. You could trace that cross and remember that God is with you, that you are God's precious child, and that God cares for you and loves you and will never leave you alone. That's an amazing thing. That can help us feel safe. You could even make that part of your bedtime routine. Maddie, you said you had a long routine, right? You have to do all these things. You could make that cross on your forehead so you remember when you lie down to say your prayers and that God is with you. Because God loves you, you are God's precious child, and nothing could change that. So try that this week. Make that sign of the cross on your forehead before you go to bed so you can lie down and go to sleep in peace, okay? Will you guys pray with me? Repeat after me. Lord God,
help us to remember
you are with us
so that we can have peace.
Amen. Okay, thank you guys. If you guys are going to Children's Church, you can line up at the door or you're welcome to stay and sit back with your parents.